You know, we've been pretty consumed with COVID-19, but today we wanted to return to our Malcolm Mackay Watch. We got wind of a new campaign that's just been rolled out. Take a listen.
Mango. Chihu. Oh, what's this? Kukui. Chihu.
Meet Nick. He's out shopping for trees. He just learned a large tree planted in the right spot can cool the air around his home, lowering his AC bill by 30%. Now he's a little excited.
Oh, yeah. What's this? Ulu! Trihu!
He found his tree.
Trihu, we talked to Tamara Rigney with the Hawaii Neighborhood Forest. She's also the owner of Paiko, a floral shop in Kaka'ako. She tells us the focus of the Trihu campaign is to get people to appreciate trees in their community, something they may have already been doing as they've been walking around the neighborhood during this time of isolation.
The problem is Honolulu doesn't have a lot of tree canopy, and we're actually losing more every year. So we have about 20% tree canopy compared to like recommended 30 to 40%. So it's not the best conditions, especially since things have been warming up. So we're trying to inspire people to take action in their own neighborhood. So we're working with the Department of Urban Forestry. We actually got a grant to do this project through our business Paiko. We're a plant shop in Kaka'ako. And it's pretty much just starting with these PSAs, just kind of getting out into the community and having people hear our message. And we'll see where it goes from there. When we talk about neighborhood trees, we can mean the trees in your yard, the trees in your neighbor's yard, street trees, the trees at your parks and schools. We just want people to realize that they can make a difference, you know. If everyone planted a tree in their yard, it would cool down your neighborhood significantly and just make it a much more pleasant place to be in. So street trees are interesting because you can actually request them from the city. They have a hotline you can call, and ideally they would come out and consider your request. Or you can plant your own through their process. But yeah, the city is responsible for maintenance of the tree, but you can go out and water it and try to keep it healthier, because we all have seen some sad street trees. So if we all take action on that, they can definitely be healthier.
Now, I took part in a tree mapping project, and it's in Kaimuki now and in other parts of Honolulu, you know, Manoa.
The citizen foresters?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trained as one.
Yeah, and so it really does cool kind of open your eyes to the variety of trees that are out there.
There's a huge variety of trees, and there's so many more that would work well in our neighborhoods that maybe people just aren't exposed to, particularly natives. So, yeah, it's cool to kind of see what people are doing in their communities and maybe go visit some nurseries to look at different trees that people don't normally think of.
So what else is involved in this campaign?
We have an Instagram. We have a website. We're making stickers. We're making shirts. Hopefully after this first summer run of doing all our radio PSAs and all our social media paid ads, we'll have the momentum to keep going. I envision for the future taking out ad space and like shopping centers, doing some print advertising. It's pretty much just using marketing to really get people to value trees. You know, we use marketing to sell everything else. Why can't we use it to sway public opinion on something that's so important, like our neighborhood forest?
Do you anticipate that there'll be other programs? I know they've had, you know, tree giveaways, and the city was saying, oh, register your tree as you plant it in your ground, in your backyard, in your front yard.
We plan on directing people to all of the other Arbor Day tree giveaways that other groups, such as Botanical Gardens and Trees for Honolulu's Future, are doing. We may have a small giveaway of our own as well, but there's a lot of groups doing great stuff, and we just hope to be able to direct people to them if they want to actually get their hands dirty or get their hands on a tree. Like, we're more the inspiration, and we want to give people the information they have to take action. And then there's these other groups that are more have their hands in the dirt.
Well, I know that because of the COVID restrictions, I think there were a number of events that had to be canceled in April that were around Earth Day and planting trees.
Yeah, we had
trees.
An Earth Day celebration planned in front of Paiko that we did have to cancel. So we're not exactly sure what the rest of the year looks like for physical events on our end. We may do something for Arbor Day as well. But what's kind of cool, though, is that people are spending more time on social media, so maybe all of this information that we're putting out there will be more well received. And people have time to garden now.
That's true. A lot of people have taken up gardening. And so, yeah, whether it's planting a papaya tree in the backyard or a banana tree so that you've got food to eat, an ulu tree, mango.
Totally. Yeah, there's different trees for so many different benefits. It's funny going to City Mill and seeing all the soil is gone, but because people are in their gardens planting. So hopefully they'll hear our message and be like, hey, why don't I plant a tree?
Okay, there you go. All right, so add that to your victory garden.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else that you want to add just about this whole campaign?
They can visit our website at treewho.org, and that's treewho with three O's. And we're TreeWho on Instagram. And they can hear our radio PSAs throughout this summer on iHeartMedia station. And in July, we're doing some fun animated videos. And those will be on our Instagram and Facebook.
And then how did you guys come up with this idea, TreeWho?
I don't know. It's just something I've kind of started saying with my friends. Mm-hmm. And we wanted this campaign to be fun and lighthearted. You know, we didn't want to be preachy. We wanted it to be inspirational. So TreeWho just kind of stuck. Yeah, we're making shirts and stickers, and it's a message that people have been very receptive to.
And it's a campaign that really hopes will put a smile on your face. TreeWho, expect to hear more about it.